bad acts allowed it to happen all game long. They showed very little spurts. I mean, the big run to start the game for Jack Clancy, he was able to get 62 yards the remainder of the game. 62 yards rest away. Now, he was able to get 138 yards on the game and a score. That's a pretty nice day. But those are the only 6 points that Bad X had, and it was the only time that they threatened a score. They didn't get inside the red zone of Cass City once tonight. It was just a purely dominated game by a Red Hawks team that is as good of a Red Hawks team as you and I have seen in the 8 years that I've been doing this with
you. Yes, I agree.
And they have some versatility with Bryce Fernald coming in, who's going to be an unsung hero on this team because he made a nice throw down the field. So now they have two quarterbacks. They could throw the football with a little confidence. Obviously, they'd prefer Fernald to make the throw, because then Cathrell, who's an outstanding athlete with some length, is able to go up and make some catches. So you haven't even seen the best of Cass City yet. You've seen a big offensive line dominate smaller offensive lines in a running game with some speed. They really have all the tools to make a nice run. Bad Axe has a lot of those similar athletes. It just didn't seem that they know exactly how to use them yet, whether it's the offensive system, whether it's new guys coming into play. We mentioned Jensen Emmerich saw quite a bit of playing time tonight, not communicating well, not on the same page as quarterback Vinny Blackstock, which caused one of the interceptions. But on the other side of things, he made a nice interception, made a nice diving catch. We didn't see Cody Tulaski at all. And he is probably the second or third best playmaker. Well, he's the second best playmaker on this team. Quiet. He wasn't even hardly targeted. Some of the best receivers in football, when they're guarded one-on-one, they're considered open. And there was only one time on 3rd and 13 where they attempted to throw him the ball, and he makes the catch, but they rule him out of bounds. Never go back to him again. So there's things like that that I think they need to work on offense, where they need to get their best players involved. Jack Clancy's going to get his. He is the vocal point of the offense. But somebody needs to take that pressure off of him when all defenses are keying on him. And defensively, that front four has to play all three downs or all four downs every series, not just on first down or not just on second down, and allow 8 yards on the next one. And defensively, you got to know who the best player is on the field. That was number 6 tonight, and they had zero answer for him.
And before we move on to other area games, Dave Hanson, why don't you name us the DS Services player of the game?
He had a very strange fumble, but it's still Santa Cathrell, and I think it's unanimous. 200 plus yards.
23 carries, 231 yards, and 2 scores, averaging over 10 yards per carry.
And how about that reception he made over here? That was an airborne ball that was flying out of bounds. He was able to deflect it to himself.
I can't explain
it to you any better than that. It was an awesome catch, and you just see that he is an absolutely outstanding player, playing his best football for his team. And, yes, he is your player of the game.
And before we move on to the other area scores, we want to remind you that Diaz Services of Cass City is your source for everything grain storage related. Call Diaz Services today to design, build, and to maintain your next grain storage system. The Diaz Services player of the game, Sandon Cathrell. I do believe that is his second time, if not his third, of the season. Now taking a look at other area scores, we have quite a few finals in the books here. Deckerville in 8-player football takes out Mayville in commanding fashion. That game was close to start, and then it was all Deckerville since. Final score, Deckerville 44, Mayville 12. Deckerville now 6-0 in overall, and 2-0 in the NCTL Blue, taking out what we consider the other player in the NCTL Blue division, Mayville 44-12. Then moving on now into the 11-player football. Ubley over KPAC. KPAC kicks a field goal as in the waning moments of the fourth quarter. Ubley only puts up 58 points tonight. Ubley 58, KPAC 3. At halftime, we had Brown City leading 30-8 over Marlette. Have not heard on that one since. Harbor Beach blanks Memphis 54-0 on homecoming night in the east side. 54-0 for the Pirates to now improve to 6-0 and clinch an automatic playoff berth. We have another score coming in here now. Brown City final score over Marlette 46-28. So Brown City takes their third victory of the season. Moon proves a 3-3 over Marlette, 46-28. Marlette now 1-5. In the Vassar-Sandusky game, our Greater Thumb Conference crossover game in the fourth quarter, 5 minutes and 50 seconds left where Sandusky was leading Vassar 42-20. That would be Sandusky's fourth victory of the season if they hung on in those final 5 minutes. I presume they did. Carroll was hosting Reese, and the Tigers were leading the Rockets 7-0 at halftime. We heard nothing since in that second half. And then USA blanks Lakers 38-0. USA has now, after starting out 0-2, they have now rattled off four straight victories, seen at 4-2 on the season, and more than likely, I'm going to say, are they going to squeeze into the playoffs?
Sandusky?
USA.
USA? I do. I believe so. Yes, I think Sandusky does as well. I really do. I think both of them make the playoffs. Yeah. 89-0 the last two games in Lakers. They've given up 89 and scored nothing the last 2 weeks.
You're absolutely right.
Oh, man, it is tough going over there right now in Elkton Pigeon Way. Yeah, that's a mind-blowing score the last 2 weeks. Yeah, that USA team is playing well. I think Sandusky gets in thanks to a good schedule. They're going to get 6 wins with losses to Ubley and Harbor Beach.
Yeah, that's about it.
I don't know if they lose any more games. They've lost 2 so far, so I'm missing another loss in there.
They lost to Ubley, and I do believe in week 1, 2.
And Cass City? They haven't played Harbor Beach yet. That's going to be a loss.
I think it was a non-conference game in week 1.
Yeah, I'll
take a look at that.
I'm going to guess it's Cass City, but I can't remember.
So anyway, as we're getting off track here a little bit. Yes, but Dave Hanson, why don't you wrap things up here?
Final thought is, Cass City is hands down the best team in the West. I think Harbor Beach proved last week that they're the best team in the East. They're your best two teams in the area. Cass City in dominant fashion over the Hatchets. They really made one mistake, and that was allowing Jack Clancy to escape on that first play of the game. But that really woke up a sleeping giant. They made very few mistakes the rest of the way and dominated this football game. Did have a couple sloppy plays at the end, but the game was well in hand at that point, and congratulations to the Red Hawks as they are on their way to back-to-back league titles.
In case you're curious, Sandusky lost to Novell in week 1, 42-58. That's the other loss for Sandusky.
They put up 42 on Novell. Okay. Yeah. Well, that's a respectable loss anyways. It was non-conference. You were right on that. So.
But I will say a dominating performance by Cass City tonight, taking out Bad Axe. Bad Axe, they have a lot of tools and they have a lot of talent on that team, much better than a 2-win team as they stand through 6 weeks.
Yeah, if you look back 6, 7, 8 years ago when we first started doing this, we didn't say that about Bad Axe. They just weren't very good.
No.
I don't think anybody argued with that, and I'm not going to sugarcoat it anymore. But there are some athletes on this team. There's some size. It's a very unique offense they run, and I think they just got to sharpen up a little bit. They got to understand where to be on defense. They stopped the middle of the field quite well. They had no answer for the outsides, and they got to find a way to get some of their playmakers in space and get some plays to get them going to help out Jack Clancy. I mean, he does it alone, but he scored 6 points, and the rest of the team got nothing. So they need some help there in offense, but Kelly Durr's got his hands full, and he's going to go back to the drawing board after this week and see if he can regroup his troops.
Well, that's one thing I'd like to point out here as well, especially when it gets lost in a 2-4 record sometimes, that Kelly Durr has really taken this program and created the discipline. If you look tonight, Bad Axe in a loss, in a 45-6 loss, they only had 4 penalties. Mm-hmm. 5 years ago, 6 years ago, 7 years ago, I remember calling Bad Axe games where they had 100 yards and penalties. Mm-hmm. That's not happening. They are disciplined. You can clearly tell a program is being formed here in Bad Axe, and hopefully good things in the future.
Absolutely. And top to bottom, the JV team, if you really get into it, have not only won every game, they have destroyed everybody. Yes. And some of these young guys are on this varsity team already. They're without some of their better players. So the program from top to bottom is shaping up. It's coming around. But we are not seeing winning records yet on the varsity. And, that's only going to stand for so long when knowing that talent is now coming through the system. It's just not producing on the field. And somebody at some point is going to take responsibility. It's too early yet. But this team's got to start winning some games. They have too many good players not to.
And of course, Cassidy's program, Scott Cuthrell, now into somewhere around his 17th year as head coach for the Red Hawks. Just dominating performance tonight and really rolling in the right direction. They've rattled off 5 straight victories since losing to Montrose in a tight one in week 1, and really just rolling through this entire schedule.
And this team is quite deep. They have a lot of running backs that can beat you at any time. They have their elite athlete in Sandon Cuthrell that could blow the top off of defense, beat you in a lot of different ways. Obviously, we saw him catch the ball. We saw him run the ball. We saw him throw the ball. There's not many things that he can't do. So, you take a big team with some speed, and then you add an absolute excellent athlete in around this area, that makes that team very, very good. And we saw some of those types of athletes last week. We're